The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
Welcome back to it. Glad to have you here. It's pretty breathtaking that the next announcement I'm going to make here is that the citizen of the year, according to GQ magazine, is Colin Kaepernick, which is laughable on every level. Here's an entitled individual who has excelled in sports, been rewarded millions of dollars, benefited from great coaching from, yes, even white coaches along the way, who has knelt because America is such an oppressive place. You know, GQ likes jerks, though. That's why they give Keith Olbermann, the lowest of the low, has his own program with them following him. But now, Matt Philbin here joining me, managing editor of the Media Research Center. Matt, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, really, citizen of the year for this guy. There's no justification. I mean, what is this?
I don't think that citizen means what they think it means. But, look, this is just a thumb in the eye to the 90% of us who don't live in a metrosexual bubble on the coasts. this is just telling us that... They're basically holding him up because the rest of us can't stand him, is what they're doing. And that's all it takes these days to be feted by the left. And this is he's just a tool. He's a thumb in the eye of everybody else. And, he hasn't even said anything in a year. He hasn't really said anything in a year. So he's not done anything. He said he was willing to take a knee. He was willing to stop taking a knee if only some team would pick him up. And failing that, he's now got a collusion lawsuit against them. So this is not a profile in courage.
Well, meanwhile,
this is a profile in PR.
Yeah, meanwhile, the ratings continue to suffer. Soldier Field in Chicago last weekend, Veterans Day weekend, half full, is just an example of what's going on in the Professional Football League, because Roger Goodell was too spineless to take this head on the way he should have immediately, and told people
that, against the Packers, by the way, which is unheard of.
Yeah, unbelievable. And if Goodell, who, by the way, is asking for $50 million a year and lifetime privileges to a private jet, because he's done such a bang-up job as the commissioner. By the way, making $50 million a year is more than half of the owners make each year, owners of the football teams. He thinks he should make more, I guess, because of his incredibly good work. Anyhow, it's just a thumb in the eye of everybody.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And the way they handle this article is amazing. They try and paint him as Muhammad Ali, did his Vietnam War protest. They're trying to say this is that caliber of guy. Well, no, he isn't. He's not as good as what he does as Ali was at what he did. He's also got no style and no likability. But if you want to go with that, go with it. And they have this sort of who's who of really nasty, anti-American, anti-culture people that they call his inside round table, his closest advisors. They include Linda Sarsour, who's the
Linda Sarsour, yeah,
leader,
the champion of Sharia law who hates America.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Harry Belafonte, who calls black conservatives house slaves, and this collection of other just really impressive former hip-hop artists and things like that. You know what's funny is Colin Kaepernick is a Fidel Castro fanboy. He had the nerve to show up in Miami wearing a Castro shirt shortly after he wore, by the way, his infamous pig socks.
Of course.
Pigs as police. And he lectured the Cuban-American community down there about the glories of the Castro regime's healthcare system.
Right, because it's so wonderful down there where you can't even get a car that runs. Right.
Right, right. Yeah. So this is a guy that just doesn't get it.
Yeah.
He's stupid, and he's a jerk.
Don't hold back, Matt. Tell us how you feel. All right, so here's my question. The NFL taking it in the ratings, taking it in the money. And in fact, so bad that Jerry Jones says he's fighting tooth and nail to keep Roger Goodell from even getting another contract, let alone a $50 million contract. But what kind of damage? I don't know that anybody reads GQ anymore. Is it just another dying magazine? Does it have any followers? And what's this going to do for him? I don't think this moves magazines.
No. Like I said, this is a thumb in the eye. And, you know, I don't know if anybody reads it. I looked through the website, and they seem to be there to sell $260 sneakers and $700 toiletry bags.
Mm.
I don't know anybody who can afford that. So, you know, I don't think they're reaching many people, but they've certainly, this was quite a PR coup because everybody was talking about this yesterday.
Man, even you and I, Matt. We're better than this, Matt. We're better than this. I'll give you the last word.
Well, you're darn right we are. We should be. You know, like I said, this is trolling anybody who actually cares about their country, who actually cares about their citizenship.
Yeah.
To call this man Citizen of the Year,
please,
is...
Yeah, a guy that has never even read the Constitution. Matt Philbin, Managing Editor of the Media Research Center Culture Division. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
All right, back in a moment. We'll take a quick break right here on the Steve Gruber Show.